Hello, all of you out there in Radioland. You're listening to KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM. For our virtual listeners, we hope your device stays locked onto our website, kptz.org. I'm Marianne McNellis, and this show is called Our Town. The show highlights some of the diverse personalities that make Jefferson County, Washington, so very special. Our Town profiles people from all walks of life, from firefighters to foodies, from bus drivers to baristas, and even the lawyers and the ladies who lunch. Everyone agrees that Port Townsend and the Olympic Peninsula have changed quite a bit over the past 10 or 20 years. We've had a lot of people arriving here from elsewhere, particularly from California. The pandemic helped change the face of the community, too. Now there are quite a few people who telecommute. That helped send our housing market sky high. People talk about young hippies who arrived in the 70s and snapped up Victorian houses. Well, those young hippies grew up, for the most part. Some of them became pillars of the community, serving on city council and other important organizations. But there are some real old-timers who really have been here a long time, longer than even the hippies. My guest today is one of them. Polly Rogers is the Our Town guest today. She works at Mom's Laundromat right down there near the Boat Haven. She moved here with her family when she was a young child. Back when there was only one schoolhouse, that school contained what we now call elementary, middle school, and high school, all together in one location. So welcome to the show, Polly.
Thank you.
Let's start off with your family background. I think you told me you moved here when you were 10 or 11 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Where did you start out?
Originally from North Dakota.
When you arrived here, what did your folks do?
My dad worked at the mill, and then he worked the Hood Canal Bridge.
And your mom was a homemaker?
Yeah.
Okay. And are you an only child, or do you have siblings?
Lots of siblings.
How many are we talking about here?
Well, it's a blended family, and 13, but a lot of them have passed on.
13? Wow. That's a large pack of kids.
Well, he had four, she had four, and they had five.
Wow. That's a lot. And so where do you fit in age-wise? Were you like the oldest or the youngest or somewhere in the middle?
I'm the oldest of my mothers.
And were you the oldest girl?
Yes.
Oh, I'm the oldest girl, too, and that brings with it certain things.
We were a blended family, and there was my sister and I and a half-brother, and they had five girls in 4 years.
Twins?
Yes, the last two.
And so I bet you were involved in taking care of all these young
lots
kids.
Lots and lots.
I guess you could look at it, the most positive spin you can put on it was that you were really trained for babysitting.
That's true. You
know? Yeah, I'm not sure that's real positive, but.
I had to get those five girls dressed in the morning and fed, and then after school, come home and make pastry for the next day's lunches, and get them five girls ready for bed. Wow. And then it started all over, same thing the next day.
Sounds like a lot of work.
A lot.
So describe what Port Townsend itself was like when you were a young girl. What was it like? Were there...
Well, where we're sitting used to be the housing project, and we lived there for, I think, about 10 months. And then we moved to Landis Street. It's a nice, quiet little neighborhood. But there was nothing. The port hardly had any cars. CJ's was still there. Huh. But it wasn't called CJ's. And I don't really remember what it was called.
Was Water Street there?
Yes.
And were there stores or shops or what was there?
There was a Penny's, two dime stores, a couple of nice dress shops, and Uptown at Aldrich's, and another nice dress shop, a couple of little restaurants, two drugstores downtown.
Well, quite a few things. Our listeners can identify with Aldrich's because that's still here. I mean, different owners and everything. But Are any other establishments, whether drugstores or restaurants, are they still here from back then, or is it all changed?
Well, the drugstore uptown is a bar now. I don't know what it's called.
There's one called the Uptown Pub.
Well, that'd be it then. And there was a grocery store and that dress shop across the street. Like a penny store, just close to Aldrich's, was called Lakes.
People are always saying that Safeway has been around a long time. When did
it was where the mercantile is. It moved down to, it's a toy store, a couple other little shops, and then it moved to where, down to the plaza.
Right.
And the last move was where it's at now.
Okay. All right. When I know you told me you did a lot of babysitting, but when you got a little older, what sort of jobs did you have? What were your first jobs as a young woman?
I worked in a cafe, what's called the Ritz. Building's still there. In fact, it's kind of a lot of little things. You can buy nice cards in there. And okay. I haven't been there in a long time, but.
So you worked in several cafes or restaurants, right?
Yes.
But I believe you told me you got married at a really young age.
16.
That is a really young age.
Well, with those five little girls, yeah, that was about the only way I was going to get away from them.
True. That makes sense. But that marriage didn't last a long time.
No, and I remarried and we were married 55 years when he passed away. We have three sons.
And what did he do?
Worked at Indian Island, and then he went to the mill, and he was there 42 years.
Okay. And your boys, what did they end up going into?
My oldest son worked for Murray's Garbage, I guess, and then he worked at the lumber store downtown. My middle son has worked at Enclume for 30-some years, and he plays with wood and whittles and that kind of stuff. And my youngest son has always worked for the garbage.
Okay. Well, by this stage, you must have plenty of grandchildren, maybe even some great-grandchildren.
I have a lot of both.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's the head count?
I was going to do that, but I never got there.
Plenty, huh?
Yes.
Are there any of them that still live around here that you're particularly close to? Is there a granddaughter?
I have two granddaughters on my street. One beside me and one across the street. Two of my sons live real close to me, too.
Well, that's good. A lot of family.
Yeah, my oldest son lives at San Juan Villa.
So let's talk a bit about the laundromat. You've been there a long time. 28 years. Now, was it your first laundromat, or did you work somewhere else?
No, I worked at Hadlock Laundromat for 2.5 years.
Training, I guess.
Well, they got a change machine, and they let two of us go the same day.
Well, bah humbug on that.
Yeah. Oh, I love it at Mom's. I have that's my social life, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about what it's like working there. And also, I want you to tell me about the wall of socks.
Oh, those socks, yeah. There's many kinds, and it's quite obvious they're not the first sock, because there's no white, black, brown, green, or anything. They're all quite interesting to look at. And a lot of people take their picture.
How did the sock thing get going?
Carol started it. She's the one that opened the laundromat. It was called Carol's back then. And when Amy bought it, she changed it to Mom's.
So there have been a couple of owners over the years.
Five. And I've worked for all five.
Huh. Interesting. Well, you can't say anything about owners because it's not politic, right?
Well, I really loved Amy. It's just, I don't know, she's just one of those kind that...
Well, you know, it strikes me that you get really involved sometimes in the lives of the people that are there. Today, when you came in, you were telling me about some poor woman who accidentally locked her keys in her car, and her husband's up in Bellingham.
I gave her my phone, and he's called her 3 times, and she's been there since about 9:45, I think, and I said, "Is he on his way?" And she said, "I don't think so."
Wow, and that's almost 6 hours now.
And I offered to have my friend give her a ride home, and she said, "I can't go home, the key to the house or on the key to the car."
And the keys are in the car.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, over the years, what sort of, have you had any major disasters hit?
Couple of floods.
Couple of floods, oh dear.
One fire.
Was this an accident, or were we looking at the mad arsonist?
No. The girl that worked there had washed waterfront pizza's rags, uh-huh. And they weren't washed well enough, and it sat in a basket and smoldered.
I've heard that grease can cause fires. Is that what it was?
Mm-hmm. And I have a scanner, and when I heard it, I got up and started dressing. I beat the fire department. I had 7 miles to go, and the fire department's just up on the hill. Isn't that funny?
So you have a police scanner at home, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know.
Just like to find out what's going on, huh?
Yeah. I don't pay much attention to it anymore, not like I did. Check to see if I got in trouble.
Yeah, right. Sometimes other people's laundry ends up in other people's loads of wash. Can you explain some of that?
People not paying attention. One time, a man, he was married, and they separated, and he got together with another lady. And apparently they started living together quite soon. And when I'd done the laundry, I found a couple pair of her underwear because we had done her and her husband's laundry prior to that. I think that's kind of funny.
Yes. So you're saying you're very observant about what's in the laundry. It's not just throw it in.
Yeah. Kind of so, I guess.
Did you say anything, or did you just roll with it?
No. They did get a divorce, and the two that were playing around, near as I know, are still together.
Well, that's a happy ending to the story then,
that's
I guess.
That's true.
You know, we can look at it that way. Well, I saw some sitcom show where there were a couple of scenes in a laundromat. Actually, two I want to tell you about. One was two customers who got in a big brawl because she wanted his stuff out of the machine and he wanted to keep it drying or whatever, and they basically started screaming at each other and you know, not really hitting each other, but you know, does anything like that ever happen?
It has, but I've been very fortunate not to be working when it's taken place.
Well, that's good. I mean, you aren't a very large woman. I don't know how you would break up a fight unless you had a big stick.
I wouldn't, and then my age now is against me. So.
Yeah. Well, this other show, a different show, had, and it was a small town, like our town. Anyway, this laundromat had a secret room in the back with slot machines, and people were gambling while they were doing their laundry. Some people, in fact, were just coming in to gamble, not to do their laundry. But it was a great cover. Now, I've never heard of anything like that in real life. Does anything happen?
Not to my knowledge.
Oh, rats.
I'd have been right back there gambling with them.
Yeah, you told me you like to go to the casino.
I do.
Mm-hmm. How often do you go?
Every couple months. I go with my friends, Kenny and Joanne, and my youngest son. We went for his birthday in July, and he won.
Do you set a limit, a budget when you go? Do you say, I'm only going to spend
Whatever's in my, I have a little purse with my driver's license and a card to put in the machine and a house key. And when the money's gone, I'm gone.
So you don't keep going and going?
Oh, no.
Some people do.
Yes.
And what happens when you win? Do you put that back in or do you just walk away?
Well, I haven't won anything sizable. Mm. I have a sister in Vegas, and she's gotten $4,600 in the last couple of months.
That's pretty good.
And she doesn't take over $300 with her when she goes. So,
well, that's pretty good luck, I would say. Does she play the slots or a card game or something?
Cards, I think it's called. I've never played it, so I'm not real sure.
Okay. Have you? You've never won a big pot?
I got a couple thousand.
That's pretty good.
Yes. And I still have it.
That's even better. You know? So let's talk a little bit about how Port Townsend has changed over the years.
It's grew.
Yeah. But some things are gone that weren't here when I got here. Like, there was a bowling alley and a skating ring. What happened?
Well, the bowling alley became the food co-op.
Okay.
Bowling alley, that was upstairs on Water Street by the USO building. And I think it was at Hudson Point, too, for a while.
Hmm.
I don't know why they would have moved to Bowling Alley, but...
Yeah. Well, there's been a lot of things going on. I mean, houses cost so much now.
It's expensive to live in this town.
Yeah, definitely.
Interest rates are going up.
Yes, again.
I feel bad for the people with a lot of kids. My one granddaughter has six.
Huh. It's a lot.
Yes.
So if you could advise the city council to what needs to be attended to in this town, what would you say?
The golf course.
Yeah, okay. What do you want with the golf course?
Leave it alone.
Okay, tell us why.
It's just part of Port Townsend. I don't golf, but... It's just, it's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
We walked through the middle of it to go to school. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's so much, you know, they cry, we don't have any money. And that building across the street from where we're at now, that they brought in on a barge.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing, it's got a foundation.
It's been sitting there for, six years, something like that.
A long time. That's such a waste.
Yeah. Well, my personal pet peeve is the state of the roads.
Oh, yes, yes. Big time.
What else? What else would you like to see fixed up around here?
Well, I think we have a nice hospital.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know. I guess the golf course, I read that every week when it's letters to the editor. There's so much truth in some of the things that they
Have you ever written a letter yourself?
No. No.
Well, you could. I mean, we need people to speak up on things. It's important, really.
Yeah. Because that just make them go to Portland and they make money. So yeah. I'm sure that golfing isn't cheap in town.
I don't know. I don't golf either, so I can't really tell you
about
it. You know, from talking to you, I get the impression that being in your job is sort of like being a bartender or a hairdresser.
Exactly.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I don't think they have anybody at home to complain to. Some of them are just talking downright nasty about their husband did this or the wife and can't control the kids.
So when they're telling you their life stories, which is what it sounds like, do they expect you to make comments and give them advice?
One of the ladies has a grown son who doesn't care to work, and he's had a little trouble with driving and drinking, and she complains about it, but she enables him. I think that's wrong.
And have you ever told her that?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, so you have.
Yes.
And how do you couch it? What do you say?
I just say, you need to learn how to say no and stick with it. I know it hurts, but it has to start somewhere.
Well, so does she give him money to do this? Is that what we're talking about?
She got him a car and everything. I hope she don't listen to this.
Maybe you should hope she does listen to this so she knows.
Yeah, but I've gave up. I asked the other day how they were doing, and she said, well, I'm still helping him, giving him money, and I thought, oh, so foolish.
Yeah. Well, you must see all sorts come through the laundromat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I guess there would be a lot of regulars.
Oh, yes. Some have came there for years.
Huh. So you've heard their life story from beginning to...
Just about, yes. And some of them, there's a lady that I haven't seen her now for 2 weeks. And I think she might have moved because she was contemplating it. But she didn't know if she wanted to live where you kind of share your bedroom is yours, but you can bring your living room furniture, and the living room is quite large where it would fit in. And so, and a man that has Huntington's, I don't know much about that disease, but he had gotten so when he started to walk, it was real slow. And then he'd almost run. Haven't seen him for a couple months, and I just wonder if...
Yeah. Well, some of the people who come through must just be short-term people, too, like tourists or whatever that are passing through, or people off of boats that...
And the people that leave behind clothes.
Yeah. What do you do with them?
After so long, they go in the free box. Yeah. I don't have that kind of... I don't have a large wardrobe.
Yeah, well, I've often wondered about that. Is it a deliberate thing, or is it just they're so forgetful?
Well, sometimes it's downright nice stuff.
Yeah. Well, some people don't know what they're doing.
Well, I suppose if they're on a trip that's far away... It'd be a little bit difficult, but we have mailed things to people.
Yeah. Well, if they remember that they left it at your place, they could... You know, I have a friend who one time went on a trip, and she deliberately took with her, like, some really old underwear that she wanted to throw away. And so she left it in the trash can in the hotel, you know, not on the floor or whatever, because anyway, they mailed it to her. And she was just mortified because, you know, she had thought, well, this is the way I'll just end the life of me.
Oh, I got a package today. Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, it was a very funny time. Well, you know, Mom's laundromat has been through a lot. That neighborhood has changed a bit in recent years. The bakery's down there now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, but I guess Mom's is going to continue on.
Yes, I hope so.
And you're going to continue along with it?
Yes, I'm part of the woodwork.
Okay, well, that's probably a good point for which us to sort of end things because we are running out of time.
Oh, really?
Yep. So, Polly, I want to thank you for being a guest on the show today. You've been listening to Our Town on KPTZ Port Townsend 91.9 FM. I'm your host, Maryam McNellis. My guest today has been Polly Rogers, longtime Port Townsend resident who's been working at Mom's Laundromat near Boat Haven for the past 28 years.
Yes.
Amazing. Thanks so much for being on the show, Polly.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Your perspective is great. In addition to thanking Polly, I also want to thank Sunny Flores, editor and producer of Our Town. Many of you don't realize how important the role of an editor is on a show like this. He will distill what we are saying so that we sound so very eloquent. He'll edit out our mumbles, jumbles, even you knows, making us sound so smooth and sophisticated, hopefully, right?
Yes.
Like all of us at KPTZ, Sonny's a volunteer. He gets $0 for all his hard work at the station. We're all volunteers here at KPTZ. It's a community radio station, and we're funded by you, the listeners. So this is my pitch to say, donate to the station. We need your donations. We've been working hard on renovating space at Fort Warden for our new headquarters. We're going to move out of our current world headquarters in the parking lot of Mountain View School, and we'd love to move soon, but we need donations. Anyhow, in closing, thank you, listener, for sticking with KPTZ during the past few years. What a bumpy bit it has been with COVID. So keep your radio if you're old style. Turn to KPTZ 91.9 FM if you're online. Listen to us at kptz.org. So this is Maryam McNellis, Our Town, signing off for today. But please keep listening to KPTZ for more dynamic, eclectic community radio.
Our Town is an original KPTZ production, created by Maryam McNellis and edited by Sunny Flores.